Uncle David was the shooter of the family.
Yes.
He always had a double-barreled gun hanging on the hooks in the living room at Woodtop. And he would go out after wood pigeons or vermin mostly, I think.
How did they all sleep here?
That I do not know.
Because there were only three bedrooms,
weren't there? Right, that's right. There were only three bedrooms.
I presume your granny and grandpa had one room.
Yes.
And then how many children? Seven?
Yeah.
They must have spread themselves.
I think that possibly the bedroom would be divided by a screen of some sort. I think so. There was only one cold water tap coming into the house. The cattle, when it was time for them to drink, were all released from the mistle and they came up to drink at the trough in the yard, winter or summer, or whenever they were in the mistle.
Just they've been all the winter, haven't they?
They've been all the winter, yes. There were usually six, I think, that he milked. Oh.
Did he have a bull?
No. No. Oh, no. When it was time for to start a calf, they used to take the cow over to where the bull was, you see, usually.
And how was that done?
Huh? They walked them across somewhere, you see. There always were fish in Sutton Clough, and one Saturday morning when I was a schoolboy, I remember catching, I think it was 13, about 7.5 to 8 inches long. That was the best morning I ever had, with the maggot.
That wasn't the time that you tickled them?
Oh no, that wasn't the time I tickled. Oh no, that was not.
What happened then?
Well, if you want me to tell that, this was one Saturday morning. And it would be, I think, in about June. Lovely sunny morning. This time, Uncle Alfred was living at Sutton House. That was the old Sutton House, which had been divided into three separate residences. Uncle Alfred, Johnny Andrews, and a family called Smith. Conyers Smith's father. And he lived in the third portion. Now, the Sutton Beck ran through this ground, and all in John Willie Hartley's territory, his own private territory, including Sutton House Park, the Beck was enclosed by two walls. And it flowed very gently, it was about 18 inches deep, a few stones in it, and a few little bywashes just to make nice little pools, and there were a lot of fish in this area. And one Saturday morning, being tempted, I suppose, and seeing the fish there, I took off my togs and stockings and went into the water, and wasn't very long before I had six or seven very nice trout, mostly about 10 or 11 inches to a foot long. Pound, nearly a pound weight each. I had these on the bank, on the top of the wall on the left bank of this little stream. It's about 4 feet high, grass top to this little wall. And still busy getting after another fish, he caught it and brought it to the side and killed it and threw it, put it on top, made about the seventh or eighth. Looking up, who should I see there but the great man himself, John William Hartley, attired in what had been a black morning coat, which throughout the years had gone certain towards green, certainly towards green in shade. I can see, I can remember now the glint of the green light on his coat, the sun shining on it, and as he looked down at me, still standing in the water. I climbed out, and he said, "And whose boy are you?" I said, "I'm Frank Davies' son." "Oh, don't you think you had better go home?" I said, "Yes." I picked up my clogs and stockings and ran when he said that.
How old were
you? Oh, I'd be about 9, I think, 10.
So he didn't get your fish?
Didn't get me fish. No, I think he would send either Aunt Florrie down, who was later Aunt Florrie, Florence Yeardley, who was a maid up at the Sutton Hall in those days, or, and she later married Uncle Alfred after Uncle Alfred.